What if I told you that one blonde actress in a pair of jeans just did what every Fortune 500 CEO was too scared to do for the past 5 years? While corporate America cowered in their boardrooms, terrified of Twitter mobs and woke cancel culture vultures, American Eagle and the young actress Sydney Sweeney did this.
Composition, often is determined by my jeans, hair color, personality,
hey,
and even eye color. Eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney, Hasbro Jeans.
In literally hours, those commercials turned American Eagle into a $2 billion success story and sent shockwaves through Madison Avenue that's still making executives reach for their anxiety medication. This goes way beyond fashion. What you just saw there is the moment corporate America finally said enough to the diversity consultants, the HR commissars, and the woke scolds who've been holding brands hostage since 2020. Because while CNN is busy analyzing Trump's latest Truth Social post, a seismic shift has been happening in corporate boardrooms across America. Nike has ditched their plus-size models for pro-family messaging. Marvel's new movie, The Fantastic Four, is radically pro-life and pro-family. I know, I just saw it this week and it's amazing. And now American Eagle has thrown out their 2019 campaign featuring diverse bodies and they've gone full Sydney Sweeney. And guess what happened to their stock prices? I mean, let's talk numbers here, gang, because numbers don't have pronouns. And they don't care much about your feelings. American Eagle stock jumped 17% in a single day after that Sydney Sweeney campaign launch. 17%. That's a $400 million in market value added overnight. Meanwhile, their 2019 body positivity campaign with plus-size models, the company struggled with declining sales and they had to pull the ad because it was such a disaster. But here's where the story gets absolutely delicious. The usual suspects of the woke left and the legacy media immediately screamed racism over those ads. They're interpreting the term jeans as a double entendre, meaning not just pants, but jeans as in like white supremacist jeans. They're screaming eugenics and Nazi propaganda because a blonde, blue-eyed woman dared to exist in an advertisement and use the term jeans. One TikTok activist literally said American Eagle was promoting fascism because Sydney Sweeney has got good genetics. I kid you not. These people are so broken that they see a hot girl in jeans and immediately think Hitler. That's not normal. But then again, they actually thought a guy working at McDonald's drive-thru was a Nazi. But here's where these woke warriors, here's what they frankly didn't expect. Nobody cared. Nobody gave a rip about their moral meltdown or their virtue signaling. Nobody cared. The ad campaign went viral for all the right reasons. Gen Z consumers, the same generation the woke crowd claims to represent, they loved it. They loved these ads. Social media exploded with recreations and memes. And while the diversity consultants were having panic attacks, American Eagle stock became the hottest meme stock since GameStop. Then Nike dropped their own truth bomb. After years of featuring what Alex Marlowe perfectly described as homely, overweight women in obscure sports, Nike released an ad featuring golf champion Scottie Scheffler with his baby son. The tagline? You've already won. Not because he won tournaments, but because he's a husband and a father. This isn't your typical corporate virtue signaling. This is Nike. Remember, gang, Nike, the same company that went all in on Colin Kaepernick. That same company is now celebrating traditional family values. The ad shows Scheffler on his knees, reaching for his crawling son with the clear message that being a great father matters far more than being a great athlete. When was the last time you saw a major corporation celebrate fatherhood without apologizing for it? None of this is happening in a vacuum. President Trump's executive orders targeting woke AI and DEI programs have corporate America running scared. Companies like Meta have already started dismantling their diversity initiatives. Salesforce quietly removed diversity from their annual reports. Even McDonald's eliminated diversity targets for executives. But the smart brands aren't just following political winds. They're following money. Because here's the dirty little secret the woke crowd doesn't want you to know. Traditional marketing works. A Harvard Business Review study found that marketers are returning to conservative, traditionalist values advertising after a decades-long decline. Consumer service companies are increasing their traditionalist and conservative ad spending by over 10%. Why? Because aspirational advertising sells products. Woke lecturing doesn't. Let's be honest about what we're witnessing here. This isn't just about advertising. It's about the complete collapse of woke cultural dominance. For 5 years, corporate America bent the knee to every progressive cause, terrified of being labeled racist or sexist or phobic or whatever. They hired chief diversity officers. They created inclusion departments and turned their brands into vehicles for social engineering. The result? Brand trust collapsed. Traditional advertising spending, it plummeted. Consumers stopped believing anything corporations said because everything felt like pathetic propaganda. But Sydney Sweeney changed the game by doing something radical. She just sold jeans. No lectures about systemic racism, no sermons about body positivity, just a beautiful woman in well-fitting denim. And suddenly, everyone remembered why advertising used to work. Here's your takeaway. The pendulum has swung. And it's not swinging back the other way anytime soon. Corporate America has finally realized that pandering to 3% of the population while alienating the other 97% is bad business. The companies that succeed in 2025 and beyond will be the ones that go back to the basics, selling products to normal people who want to be inspired, not lectured. Sydney Sweeney didn't just save American Eagle's stock price. She proved that American consumers are hungry for authentic, aspirational advertising that celebrates success, beauty, and traditional values. Nike's pro-family messaging isn't an accident. It's a strategic pivot toward what actually resonates with their customers. The woke advertising era is over. The diversity consultants are updating their resumes, and normal Americans are finally getting commercials that don't make them feel guilty for existing. Sydney Sweeney just gave every CEO in America permission to stop apologizing for tradition and for success and start celebrating it instead. Now, of course, the culture war isn't over. We just won a major battle, and the real cultural revolution, the re-traditionalization that's taking over the whole of the world, is just getting started. So what do you think? Let us know in the comments section below. I want to hear what you have to say on this. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.